apartment fire in Haines leaves one resident injured. And the municipality of Skagway blocks off the railroad dock following a rock slide. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. A fire broke out Monday evening at an apartment complex in Haines. One resident was injured while escaping the flames. Firefighters extinguished the blaze and contained most of the damage to one apartment. The Haines Volunteer Fire Department responded to a structure fire on Matthias Avenue around 9:30 p.m. on Monday. According to Assistant Fire Chief Darwin Feeks, the fire burned one of the four apartments in the complex.
It looks like it started right outside the apartment and spread through the door and a window alongside the door into the apartment is how it appears. We're unsure the origin of the fire. We believe it may be related to discarded smoking materials.
Two people were in the apartment at the time. None of the other apartments in the complex were occupied. Feek says that the two residents escaped the fire before emergency responders arrived on the scene.
The two that were in the apartment that was involved, they literally had to jump out of a second floor window to the ground. One of them was injured. The other was not.
Feek says the injured resident was taken to the local clinic, but he could not provide any more information about their status. The fire department received reports of explosions coming from the complex before they arrived, but could not identify the source.
And it could have been anything from spray cans that were cleaners or whatever in the house exploding. We have no idea. None of that happened when we were on scene, but that was reported to us.
18 fire and EMS volunteers and two policemen responded to the fire. Firefighters battled the blaze for about an hour. They managed to save the resident's pet rabbit from the flames. Most of the damage was contained to the second floor apartment. The front room was completely destroyed and the bedrooms were damaged by smoke. Feek says the building's structure is sound and expects the owner will be able to renovate it for future use. Red Cross has been contacted to try to find temporary housing for the residents of the apartment complex. A rock slide occurred above Skagway's largest cruise ship dock on Monday. Skagway Police, the Volunteer Fire Department, and the city's Public Works Department blockaded the railroad dock shortly after a rock slide occurred around 3 p.m. For years, Skagway has experienced rock slides above one of its main cruise ship docks. The railroad dock is owned and operated by White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. In order to mitigate the impact of the slides, the company installed a large net last year to catch falling rocks in the area. At a borough assembly meeting on Monday, White Pass spokesperson Tyler Rose explained that the most recent rock slide damaged the net.
From what we can see, the upper fence, the north post, has been overcome, and then the lower fence has also been overcome, so it's going to substantially change.
On Tuesday, a drone was flown over the slide area to assess the situation. Rose says that the company will continue to explore ways to improve infrastructure to mitigate the impact of the slides. For many Juneauites, public access cabins offer an escape from town and a welcome change of scenery. But since a cabin rental is usually cheaper than a ferry or plane ticket, they're also in high demand. A new cabin at the city-owned ski area opened for bookings last week. Within hours, 7 months' worth of weekends were reserved. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more on plans to increase the number of cabins available to weekend adventurers.
Reservations for the new Hilda Dam cabin went live on Thursday. Eagle Crest marketing manager Charlie Harrington says it felt like trying to get Burning Man or Coachella tickets.
We got so many emails, phone calls, voicemails, like, where's the cabin? And yeah, it looks like 141 cabin bookings in the first 24 hours.
The cabin is a short hike from the ski area parking lot. It operates like many of the state and federally owned cabins in the Juneau area, except that reservations are from 5 p.m. to 10 a.m. That means the cabin will be open to the public as a warming shelter during the day.
People will be able to ski through there and pop into the cabin and get out of the weather and eat lunches or just to be able to take a break and enjoy the really great view from the cabin.
That's Eagle Crest General Manager Dave Scanlon. He's happy with the response to the new cabin so far. It's just one part of a larger plan to turn the ski area into a year-round recreation destination.
The conversation went along the lines of this being the first cabin, which would hopefully stimulate more interest and desires to maybe raise some more funds and build another two or three cabins on Eagle Crest over the next 5 to 10 years.
That's good news for locals like Michelle Fabrello. She tried to book the Hilda Dam cabin on Friday, but all of the dates she wanted were taken. She's used to it.
We're always looking for something on the weekends or a long holiday, and so you have to be really on top of it if you want anything.
Fabrello says it's hard to get those coveted Friday or Saturday reservations at cabins on the road system. A lot of state and federally owned cabins book 6 months in advance.
I have a reminder on my calendar to rent the Windfall Lake cabin for June.
With plenty of demand, a local group is working to build another public cabin north of Amaga Harbor. Ian Fisk is the chair of the Juneau Park Foundation. Fisk says they've already made improvements to the trail where the new waterfront cabin will be built.
The demand that we anticipate is going to be commensurate with all the other public use cabins in the Juneau area. So we're glad to be adding more recreational infrastructure in a way that's going to be fully used by the public.
Fisk says construction should wrap up by late spring. Mark your calendars, because that cabin should be available to rent by summer. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the KHNS local news wherever you get your podcasts.